Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 8. Bonsoir tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc.
Et moi, je m'appelle Pierre Benoît.
Et nous sommes très contents d'être de retour avec vous encore une fois.
Ravi même.
Ravi, tout à fait. Ok, if this happens to be the first time that you're tuning in to Coffee Break French because you've found us on iTunes or you've found us in SoundCloud or indeed any of the other places that you might find us online, then you are very welcome. We're delighted that you're here. Nous sommes ravis que vous soyez là. However, you might be thinking this is maybe going to be quite a challenge to listen to some rather complex French, quite advanced stuff. And if that's the case, then you can head over to iTunes or indeed to coffeebreakfrench.com, where you'll find an entire course from the absolute beginnings of the language right up to a very advanced level. So coffeebreakfrench.com for those of you who want to return to the very beginning and start learning French with us.
Tout à fait, Marc. Et pour nos auditeurs qui sont accros et qui nous écoutent depuis plusieurs années, eh bien, merci de leur fidélité.
Exactement. En fait, qui sont accros, être accro à quelque chose, c'est bien.
To be hooked on something.
To be hooked, yeah, almost to be addicted.
Yeah.
Donc, être accro à quelque chose, on peut utiliser cette expression. Mais aujourd'hui, nous sommes ici pour écouter encore un mail cette fois de
Mathieu à Gabriel, Marc.
Bien sûr. Et donc, nous avons quatre personnages. Nous suivons ces quatre personnages. Il y a Mathieu et Sylvie qui travaillent à Paris, qui ne se connaissent pas pour le moment. Pour le moment, hein, attention.
Mm-hmm.
Et puis, Sylvie écrit à sa mère et Mathieu écrit à sa copine, à une copine à lui, quoi, à Gabriel. Et donc, cette fois-ci, c'est son mail à elle, son mail à Gabriel. Alors, écoutons.
Un autre épisode intéressant.
Salut Gabriel. Il est tellement bon d'avoir de tes nouvelles. Par contre, j'espère que ça va mieux, car je t'ai trouvé un peu mélancolique dans ton dernier mail. Je me sens tellement impuissant face à ta solitude. Allez ma belle, tiens le coup. Pour Thomas, je ne t'en veux pas. Ne t'inquiète pas pour cela, mais promets-moi juste de faire attention à toi. Préserve-toi un peu plus que la dernière fois. Ravi de voir que tu continues à aller à la salle de sport. Au moins, cela te change les idées. Je crois que tu idéalises beaucoup la vie à Paris. C'est sûr que Paris est une ville attrayante, mais ma vie est loin de l'être. La semaine, ma vie est tellement routinière et ennuyeuse. Je pars de chez moi vers 6h30, je prends le RERC jusqu'au bureau. Cela me prend environ une heure, quand le RER ne tombe pas en panne. J'arrive au boulot vers 8h et je n'en repars pas avant 18h au plus tôt. La plupart du temps, je ne prends même pas le temps de sortir à l'heure du déjeuner, car j'ai tellement de choses à faire que je ne peux même pas me permettre de quitter mon bureau. En ce moment, c'est encore pire. Avec le dossier canadien et les autres dossiers qui se rajoutent, je ne sais même pas où donner de la tête. Sinon, le week-end, j'essaie de sortir, me balader un peu. Tu as raison. Il y a plein de choses à faire et à voir à Paris. Par contre, ce n'est pas donné. Donc, tu ne peux pas te permettre de sortir tout le temps. De plus, je suis aussi très souvent seul, donc c'est moins intéressant. J'aime beaucoup me balader le long de la Seine. C'est très reposant. La chose la plus palpitante de ma routine, c'est le vendredi soir. Une semaine sur deux, Hydro organise une soirée pour tous ses salariés. Certaines fois, nous restons dans les locaux de l'entreprise et nous prenons un pot tous ensemble. D'autres fois, nous allons faire du karting ou de l'escalade. Cela dépend. Il est très agréable de pouvoir sortir avec des gens et surtout, cela me permet de mieux connaître mes collègues. Dans l'ensemble, ils sont sympas. Mais tu sais, ils sont tous mariés, donc ils n'ont pas beaucoup de temps libre. Donc tu vois, ma vie est loin d'être palpitante et je suis comme toi. La solitude me pèse. Par contre, c'est vraiment bien que je puisse t'envoyer un mail quand je le souhaite. Et en retour, j'adore vraiment recevoir de tes nouvelles. Bon, je vais te laisser, mais essaie de prendre quelques jours de congé pour venir me rendre visite. Bise, Mathieu.
Encore un épisode très intéressant, Marc, avec une version, une vision différente de Paris si on compare Mathieu et Gabriel.
Oui, parce que la semaine dernière, Gabriel disait que Paris, c'est la grande ville palpitante, avec plein de choses intéressantes. Elle était vraiment...
Envieuse
de Mathieu, d'habiter et de travailler à Paris.
Tout à fait, oui.
Mais en fait, comment dire en français, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Oui, l'herbe est toujours plus verte dans le pré du voisin.
Ah, c'est joli ça. L'herbe est toujours plus verte dans le pré du voisin.
Exactement, Marc, oui.
So the grass is always greener in the meadow of the neighbor. Le pré is a meadow?
Yeah, I could say a field as well.
So in the neighbor's field, the grass is always greener in your neighbor's field. Okay. We are going to move on now and have a look at the text. This time we'll talk through the text in English so that everyone knows exactly what's happening, pour que tout le monde comprenne exactement ce qui se passe. We are once again with Mathieu for this episode, and he's replying to Gabriel's most recent email. You might remember that last time Gabriel was a little down in the dumps. She was saying how wonderful it would be to live in Paris because she's a little bored, a little lonely in Rennes. Now, Mathieu picks up on this straight away. He says,
je t'ai trouvé un peu mélancolique dans ton dernier mail.
I found you a bit melancholic in your last email. He encourages her to cheer up and insists that he's not going to hold it against her if she decides to go ahead and see Thomas again. He just wanted her to be careful. Despite Gabrielle's impression that life in Paris is wonderful, Mathieu explains some of the reality of his daily routine. He leaves home at 6:30 in the morning and gets to the office in about an hour, providing the RER train doesn't break down. He's then in the office for around 10 hours before returning home. He rarely takes the time to go out for a break at lunch, and things are particularly busy just now with the new Canadian client he has. Otherwise, he tries to get out a bit at the weekend. Gabrielle is correct. There are many things to do in Paris, but it ends up being quite expensive. So it's not always possible to go out. He also mentions the fact that he's often on his own, so it's perhaps less interesting to go out. Nonetheless, he enjoys wandering along the banks of the Seine. He says,
j'aime beaucoup me balader le long de la Seine.
It's very relaxing. The one exciting thing that Mathieu is doing at the moment is on a Friday night. Every 2 weeks, his company organises a social night for the employees. Sometimes they have a drink in the office, other times they take part in some kind of organised activity like go-karting or climbing. It's a great way for Mathieu to get to know his colleagues in a social setting. The one disadvantage is that they're all married, so they don't have much time to spend getting to know each other. Mathieu is a bit lonely. He says,
la solitude me pèse.
And we'll come back to that phrase later. But the fact that he can get in touch with Gabrielle whenever he wants to helps him combat his loneliness. And he's looking forward to welcoming Gabrielle to Paris to visit him. Et voilà pour notre explication du texte en anglais.
Oui, excellent Marc. Alors moi j'ai choisi 4 expressions qui justement montrent bien dans quel état d'esprit se trouve Mathieu.
D'accord, donc allons-y.
Voici donc la première expression.
Allez ma belle. Tiens le coup.
So this is an interesting expression for a couple of reasons. First of all, we've got tiens le coup from the verb tenir that we've heard a few times. And tenir le coup would mean...
to hang in there, to keep your spirit to chin up.
Yeah, chin up. Chin up, honey, or something like that. The interesting bit for me also is this, allez, allez ma belle. Now, aller, literally, is the imperative form of the verb
to aller, go.
To go. And so it's the vous form.
It is indeed, Mark.
However, we are not actually using aller in the literal sense of the word. We're not saying go. Mathieu's not telling Gabriel to go anywhere. It's just a word that's used. Allez, on y va.
It's like a reset phrase.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Allez, allez, allez-vous. On dit ça aussi?
Oui, on dit allez-vous. It's like, come on, you.
So here, Mathieu's really saying, come on, ma belle. We'll come back to ma belle. Come on. Keep your spirits up. Chin up. Hang in there. Let's now talk about ma belle. Literally, my beautiful, of course. But it doesn't really mean, come on, my beautiful one, or anything like that.
No, it's a young lady.
Yeah, so I suppose it could be almost like he's telling her off, in a sense. Allez, ma belle, tiens le coup. Or, in another idea, allez, ma belle, it could be just a real term of endearment. He's talking to a close friend. Come on, honey.
Yeah, ma grande as well. But we've come across this type of expression before. And if I talk to my young niece, I will say ma belle as well, or ma grande, or ma cocotte.
Okay, so that's allez, ma belle, tiens le coup. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. In the Coffee Break French Season 4 podcasts, we focus on three or four of the main expressions and phrases used in the texts. And of course, Pierre Benoit and I discuss them. But we also produce an extended version. And in this extended version, we talk about everything in the text. So going through all of the texts and explaining all of the grammar, all of the vocabulary used there, and talking about that in an extended podcast. You can access that along with full transcripts at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's move on to your second expression.
C'est sûr que Paris est une ville attrayante, mais ma vie est loin de l'être.
Let's talk about what exactly this means to begin with. Let's hear it again.
C'est sûr que Paris est une ville attrayante.
So, it's certain that Paris is an attractive town?
Mais ma vie est loin de l'être.
But my life is far from being it, literally. My life is far from being so. Now, we may well translate that in other words, not translating it literally. But let's just think about this attrayante, because there is another word in French for attractive.
Which attractif.
However, there's something that we need to think about. It's a bit of a false friend, isn't it?
It is, because it really, you would only use it if you were talking about the Earth and the attraction of the planets.
Yeah, so we're talking about a scientific attraction rather than some things visual or appeal in some way.
Yes, tout à fait, Marc.
So Paris est une ville attrayante. Paris is an attractive town. And then I think the interesting thing here with the second part of the phrase that you've chosen is ma vie est loin de l'être. De l'être, L apostrophe, être. My life is far from being it. It's the L apostrophe that's interesting, I feel. And I think I remember saying something like that in a previous episode. We were talking about being aware of something, and you said, je n'étais pas au courant. And I said something like, mais maintenant tu l'es. L apostrophe ES. So you are it. It's this idea of it being whatever the concept is at the moment.
Yeah, the whole thing has been said before.
Exactly. So ma vie est loin de l'être. Here, my life is far from being everything that was said before, i.e. attrayante. Can you give us another example of this idea where L apostrophe or le is used with être?
Oui, mon cousin fait des études et il va être docteur en juin. Et je pense que justement en juin, il sera content de l'être.
De l'être, of being it. He'll be happy to be it.
To be what we've mentioned before, i.e. becoming a doctor.
Yeah. Okay, and I suppose it's even linked to, for example, when we talk about in English, I know, in French, you would need to say, I know it, je le sais.
Exactement, je le sais. Et passons à notre troisième expression, Marc.
Okay.
Je ne sais pas où donner de la tête.
Une bonne expression. Je ne sais pas où donner de la tête. Tu peux nous expliquer?
Oui, je ne sais pas où donner de la tête, je ne sais pas où regarder, à gauche, à droite, tout droit, je suis perdu, désorienté. It's like saying in English, Mark, my head is all over the place.
Yeah, my head's all over the place. I've no idea where to look. I'm all mixed up. The context there is he is literally all over the place because he's so busy at work with his Canadian clients. So, il ne sait pas où donner de la tête. Alors, on va passer à notre dernière expression, peut-être?
Tout à fait, Marc. Alors, écoutons-la.
Il y a plein de choses à faire et à voir à Paris. Par contre, ce n'est pas donné.
So it's not really the first part of that, which makes perfect sense. Il y a plein de choses à faire et à voir à Paris. There's loads to do and to see in Paris. Mais ce n'est pas donné.
Yeah, there's a catch in the sense that it's not going to be given to you for free, Mark.
Exactly, you're not going to be given it on a plate because you've got to pay for it.
Exactement.
Ce n'est pas donné.
Oui, ou ça coûte un max.
Ça coûte un max.
Oh, oui, j'adore cette expression. Dis donc, ça coûte un max. Hein?
À max.
Un max.
Ou un max.
Oui, pour un maximum.
Un maximum, d'accord. Ça coûte un max.
Ça coûte un max. Encore une autre expression.
Quoi d'autre?
Ça coûte un œil ou ça coûte un bras.
Ah, now this is interesting because in English, of course, things cost an arm and a leg.
Precisely, Mark. But you need to use both, an arm and a leg. Yeah. In French, it's only one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Ça coûte un œil.
It costs an eye.
Ça coûte un bras.
It costs an arm. Et est-ce qu'on peut dire ça coûte une jambe?
Ah non, pas du tout, Marc. Ce n'est pas possible de dire ça coûte une jambe. Par contre, mon père utilise de temps en temps une expression assez intéressante.
Dis-moi.
Ça coûte la peau des fesses.
J'adore. Ça coûte la peau des fesses. Alors, je me demande si nos auditeurs savent ce que sont les fesses.
Les fesses, donner une fessée à un enfant, c'est intéressant aussi. Les fesses, ce sont les deux parties du postérieur, du derrière.
Yeah. These are your bottom cheeks, shall we say.
Très bien, oui.
So that costs the skin of your bottom cheeks. I think we should leave it there. Alors, c'est presque tout pour aujourd'hui.
Oui, mais avant de finir, Marc, est-ce que tu peux nous rappeler un petit peu comment ça marche pour tout ce qui est supplémentaire?
Bien sûr. Well, as you know, you've been listening to the free episode of Coffee Break French Season 4, Episode 8, and there's lots more because we offer a transcript of this episode, which features all the words and phrases explained in the transcript. And we also have our language study episode where we talk through the whole text, go through it phrase by phrase, making sure you understand everything and give you lots more background on all the vocabulary, the grammar and the idiomatic expressions. And you can find out how to get all of this at coffeebreakfrench.com. Just click on the link for season 4. Voilà. Donc, on vous remercie encore une fois.
Et là, c'est vraiment fini.
Là, c'est vraiment fini.
D'accord. Alors, au revoir à tous.
À la prochaine. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.